Let's look now at the link between sports and your health. All summer, we've been bringing you stories suggested by a new poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. One key finding is this: participation in sports is fairly high among boys and girls in America through high school and a little beyond, but as you get into your 20s, especially your late 20s, participation drops off dramatically. In Finland, the story is much different. In that country, 90% of men and women play sports at least twice a week. From Helsinki, reporter Ray Ellen Bichelle looks at how companies and governments promote all kinds of physical activity.
In Helsinki, sports facilities pop up all over the place, and you can find them in some pretty odd nooks and crannies. Like in this bomb shelter, where people between 10 and 80 years old are lined up, ready to let arrows fly. It's an archery club. Timo Hietanen has shot arrows down here for 40 years and counting. He says it's always been down here in the bedrock. Cheap rental. Though they hardly need it, there's a national plan in Finland to get people to sit less. It reminds them that under the Constitution, physical activity is a basic cultural right.
It's been kind of a social right to provide the citizens with sporting possibilities.
Hanna Vehmas is a sports scientist at the University of Jyväskylä. She says it's a Nordic thing to consider sports a social right. That thinking started in the 1970s, when governments started subsidizing sports gyms, even in the smallest towns.
There's an estimate of close to 30,000 sport facilities in this country, which is said to be more per capita than in any other country in the world.
Those facilities are one reason why Finland and its Nordic neighbors always make the top five list of most physically active European countries. Walkways and bike paths snake through the cities. Public swimming pools are busy year-round, even above the Arctic Circle. And during the cold, dark winters, cross-country skiers cut tracks in the snow everywhere, across the solid lakes, even on the frozen Baltic Sea.
Here you can more or less step out of your door and go.
People in Finland do just that. They walk, bike, and ski all over the place. Half of women and a third of men say they bike to work. Some of them even play sports at work.
Jani.
At 10 on a Wednesday morning, a computer scientist is about to score a goal against a weather scientist. These indoor soccer players, most of them in their 30s and 40s, are getting paid right now, as if they were sitting diligently in the offices across the street. Their bosses at the Finnish Meteorological Institute and the University of Helsinki encourage them to play sports on the clock for an hour a week. Here's Mika Heiskanen from the Finnish Meteorological Institute.
For example, my own boss plays badminton, floorball, futsal.
Futsal is indoor soccer.
And his boss plays also futsal.
When it comes to employee fitness, these employers are hardly exceptional in Finland. The postal service has orienteering and riflery teams. A nearby chocolate factory has a gym and aerobics classes. And Heiskanen and his teammates say it's fun to take on other government agencies.
And we play against teams like Statistics Finland, Customs, police units.
Yeah, it's very important that we play against central police, and we sometimes win.
Ossi Aura specializes in occupational healthcare at the healthcare company Terveystalo. He says the trend of employers encouraging sports participation started about a century ago with the forestry industry.
And nowadays, it's 90% of the employers support the employees' physical activity in some way.
Each year, Aura says, Finnish employers spend an average of about 200 euros per employee for physical activity, or about $220. That money goes to anything from gym vouchers to providing workout facilities and saunas. Even factories do it.
Yes, in fact, they have their locker rooms, they have their showers, they have their saunas, based on the ancient agreements between workers' unions.
Today, one reason why employers tend to support their employees' physical activity is because of a tax break. They can deduct money spent on employees' physical well-being, which includes promoting sports and exercise. But there's something else. Aura points to studies showing that healthy employees do better work. They also don't have as many sick days. And staying fit, especially by playing sports together, could help build company cohesion and loyalty.
And that's actually even more important than the health side.
Just invest a few $100 per person for exercise, he says.
And they are happy and they stay in your company.
Physically active people also save the healthcare system money. A lot of it. The Finnish Ministry of Social Affairs and Health estimates that people who bike and walk save the healthcare system as much as 5 billion euros, or about $6 billion, each year. For NPR News, I'm Raelynn Bichelle in Helsinki, Finland.
And our coverage continues on NPR.org with a visual tour of sports and exercise, as well as how many calories you actually burn.